Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another exciting edition of Finding True Wealth. My name is Nick Hopwood, and I am the president and founder of Peak Wealth Management. And finding true wealth, or fulfillment, or freedom, I think all of these terms could be interchangeable on some level. And we know that it does not have anything to do with money, necessarily. People with less money are sometimes happier than people with a lot of money. This has been the conclusion of many surveys, as well as cliché. Money can't buy happiness, or more money, more problems. But I think most people really don't care about that cliche. They just really want more money. And why is that? Let me offer one potential reason. Security. Human nature tells us that we want to be safe and secure. I believe that applies to money as well. That is, having enough money to pay the bills and not feeling anxious about how we're going to pay next month's house payment. So let us examine this topic a little further under the guise of being secure. And also, let's review my formula for income security. We call it Income 360, income from everywhere. For a minute now, imagine that it's March 6th, 2009, and you've been retired for a couple of years. Everything is going great. You're just getting settled into your new retirement routine. You have your Social Security and your 4% withdrawal from your traditional stock and bond IRA. And between the two, they're covering all of your needs. And you think that you're all set. Set for life, in fact. And then, all of a sudden, after the fall of 2008 and the brutal winter of 2009, your portfolio is down over 30%. And now your 4% annual withdrawal from your IRA, it's now a 6% annual withdrawal. And you're facing the prospect of reducing the amount of your withdrawal in order to protect that account for the future. So you say to yourself, I was not too aggressive, I was diversified. How could this have happened? You diversified by asset class, but your income itself was not diversified. And this is the key to peak income 360, income from everywhere. I'll come back to this in a second. So, What's the problem that we see today? And I want to compare that to the prior generation. So chances are that your parents or grandparents, their financial picture looks a little different than yours does today. Traditionally, that generation had a middle-class job with good pay and good benefits. Well, I mean, actually great benefits, we'll say. The company would offer a nice pension and nice health care insurance, pretty much free health care. Upon retirement, you'd have a good Social Security check, your spouse would collect Social Security, and you have a nice pension, and you're pretty much all set, especially if your mortgage was paid off. So you could actually have more discretionary income in retirement compared to when you're working. And this type of security allows for retirement on the beach, or you know whatever picture pops in your mind when you are thinking about completely free from any work responsibilities. For me, the beach is the perfect image. But today's generation is different. It's a little bit different of a struggle, and we can point to three important differences. The first is pensions. They just don't exist like they did. Number two would be healthcare costs, which are spiraling out of control. And the third is our infatuation with debt. Many Americans are retiring with big mortgages. So pensions, which were once the foundation of a successful retirement plan, they pretty much don't exist for a lot of us anymore. The 2013 Towers Watson survey found that only 34 of the Fortune 500 companies still offer active pensions for new hires. So 34 out of 500, that's not a lot. So instead of pensions, the typical worker has a 401k, which does not come with any guarantees, and they most likely didn't put in enough, and they most likely didn't earn enough because the market hasn't been exactly great for the last 15 years or so. So think back to my story, my example. Your entire financial future is based on your Social Security and your 401k or IRA. That means all the risk is on your shoulders. And if the IRA doesn't perform, or if you invest unwisely, there's a chance you might have enough. And then you're stuck with some bad choices. You can work longer, live on less, or quite frankly, you have to die sooner before your money runs out. It's math and it's sad. I literally do financial plans for people and we show them living to 90 and it might not look too good, and they say, well, let's change my date of death to age 85 and then it looks a little better. This is real life, folks. None of these options are good. And healthcare costs, which were once an afterthought, are now the defining cost of living in retirement. Fidelity sponsors an annual study which estimates healthcare costs for couples in retirement, and the latest number is $245,000. It might sound like a lot, and when I first read it, I thought that how could that be? But it's true. If you look at your Medicare premium, your Medicare supplement, plus your out-of-pocket costs, and the recent trend of high deductible plans, and cost of living adjustment, you know, the inflation of costs of healthcare, it sounds about right to me, $245,000. And then the third topic, the mortgage bomb. Many people never end up paying off their mortgage. They're just too focused on a low payment and they never reach the payoff. I continuously counsel younger people to opt for the 10 or 15 year mortgage, which can help ensure their mortgage is paid off by the time they reach retirement. If you have a $1,000 mortgage payment, on top of the fact that you don't have a pension and healthcare costs are a ticking time bomb, the problem just got a whole lot worse, because now a huge portion of your Social Security check is going towards your house payment. Again, this means you may need to work longer until the house is paid off, or live on less because the house payment is still there. So what's the solution? Welcome to Peak Income 360, passive income from everywhere. With my Income 360 concept, I try to counsel people to think in terms of passive income streams: Social Security, pension, annuity, 401k, real estate, etc. These are all potential unique income streams which have low correlation to each other, and that's the key, the low correlation. And wouldn't it be nice to have some of that income that you depend on coming from other sources than your IRA, which could be tied to the stock market? You might be wondering if you're hearing me right, because I'm a financial advisor who's Series 7 licensed, I'm a registered investment advisor, and I'm talking about not investing all of your money in the markets. You are hearing me correctly. You might be shocked because I may be part of a new breed or something, but it is definitely a unique message, and if you ask your current advisor about these topics, I don't think they might have much to say. I mentioned different sources of income have low correlations to each other, and that being the key. And another term for low correlation is diversify, or diversification. We've all heard that that expression, to diversify, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And Income 360 is taking that concept of diversification to a new level. Usually, when it comes to our finances, we think of it in terms of our investments, and diversify my investments. The purpose, to reduce risk and volatility. We think about when the market zags, we want something that's gonna zig, and so on. They complement each other in that respect. So one traditional way is to own stocks and bonds. When the stocks are down, you're hoping that the bonds are up to help keep you afloat. The bonds act like your life preserver to keep your head above water. Like many, I strongly believe in diversifying your assets, but I take it a step further. And I think about diversifying your income, because after all, you're saving and investing, so someday you'll be able to replace your income from your day job. So let's take an extreme diversification example. Let's say you work at GM and your spouse works at GM. You both have GM pensions. You both have GM 401k plans. Your entire future is tied to that company, your salary, bonus, pension, 401k, absolutely everything. So when GM goes bankrupt, how are you feeling right about then? Maybe now what I'm saying makes a little bit of sense. In 2009, if all of your income was tied to your IRA investments and they were investing in traditional stocks and bonds, your income suffered. Having other income sources could have helped a little bit. So let's dumb it down into a formula. We want to add 10% to our 401k. We want to buy $1 million of rental real estate. We want to pay off your house. We want to buy a guaranteed income stream. And finally, we want to understand exactly what your cost of living needs are today and what they might be in retirement. So a success story might look like this. You added 10% to your 401k each year. You bought a rental house every other year. And what that means is you're just putting the money as a down payment. You're using your money as the down payment, and your tenants pay off the mortgage. So you can indeed buy one every other year if you have good cash flow. And then as you approach retirement, you think about moving some of your accumulated 401k or IRA into a guaranteed income stream, all the while you're paying down your own mortgage by accelerating the amortization or just straight up having a 10-year or a 15-year. And it gets to zero a few years ahead of your retirement date. And you've been expense tracking for years, so you know exactly what your cost of living is. You know what your Social Security is going to be, your real estate rental income, and your guaranteed income. And that covers a huge chunk of your cost of living, so you're not putting a lot of pressure on your IRA. You might be 30 years old and have a lot of time to implement all these strategies, or you might be 50 years old with just enough time if you start now, or you might already be retired, but it's not too late for you either. Please note, I call this a formula, but it is really just a broad guide, and it is not intended to be financial advice that I am giving you. I can only give you specific advice if I completely understand your individual financial situation and understand your savviness with investments. For example, some people are just not cut out to be landlords. There are many other income-producing categories, such as real estate investment trusts, commercial real estate, tax-free municipal income, owning your own business, consulting in the gig economy, and many more. So let's talk a little more specific on some of these income sources and how they work. One of my favorite ways to diversify income is by real estate rentals, but I'm not going to go into a lot of depth today because I already did that in one of my episodes in June of 2016. The key to remember is that even if the real estate values go down, you can still collect the rent, and you can use responsible leverage and actually have that rent pay off the house for you. Yes, have other people pay off your mortgage for you. And contrary to popular beliefs pre-2007, we all know that real estate can go down along with the stock market. But in general, residential and commercial real estate have had a low correlation to stocks, adding that zigzag factor that we need to get diversified. And in a recession, people still need to have a place to live for $900 a month. So we have a high probability to continue to collect the rent and have that income diversified. Pension, it's a no-brainer. If you're lucky enough to have a pension, congrats. This is a guaranteed income stream provided by your company, and it's highly regulated by the feds. So if your company goes out of business, your pension is separate. Like in the GM example, the pension plan is fine even though the company went under. Now, if they did a bad job managing the pension, you still have a backstop with the PBGC in place. It doesn't mean that if your pension fund goes bankrupt, you're 100% protected, but it does provide a backstop, which for me would be some peace of mind. Also, we're getting all these lump sum buyout offers. The company wants to buy you out of that pension. But I wouldn't run out and just take that. In many cases, I could make the case that you would be better off just keeping that pension. Again, this is not advice. It just goes to show the value that I believe a pension offers. Furthermore, in many cases, by delaying the start date of your pension, you can receive more, just like with Social Security. Now, in Social Security, many people collect at 62, but with people living longer, it's worth a second look. And if you earn delay credits by delaying from 62 up to 66 or even 70, you're going to get substantially more money each month. I'm seeing more and more people opt to wait for just that reason. Now, another topic, if you don't have your own pension, you can buy your own, a guaranteed income stream that you can get from the insurance company. This means that you turn over a pile of your money or one of your investment accounts to the insurance company, and they turn it into a guaranteed income stream for life. Also, if you're a small business owner, I work with a lot of small business owners, provides a unique planning opportunity. Can you hire people to run the company so that you can basically just be the CEO? You don't put in a lot of time, but you can continue to work for many more years because you have less burnout, less stress. You could milk it forever. Or do you want to sell the company and turn that asset into cash, which then can be turned into an income stream? Or maybe it's your legacy, where your kids come into the business and eventually run the company and they're buying you out, therefore turning your business into your legacy and a paycheck, like a pension. So the potential is endless, and it's one of my favorite areas of planning. Not everyone owns a business and has that chance, but chances are you do have a skill set which can be used to generate income in semi-retirement. So you just can't retire to the couch. You have to do something. So if you need some more income, how about putting a few hours per week using your skills, staying sharp, remaining engaged in the workplace, and putting some cash in your pocket at the same time? I see a lot of people working 2 or 3 days a week for years after they thought they were going to be retired. Sometimes they actually do retire for a year and then have a desire to go back. Another category would be simply just having no debt. You have no idea how many people I meet that I see retiring today and they just refinanced into a brand new 30-year mortgage. I just don't like it. Wouldn't you rather be debt-free? I almost always consult with people to have their debt paid down by retirement age. This means that if you're 50, make sure that you're on track to pay off your mortgage within 10 or 15 years. Not having to make that $1,000 a month mortgage payment, it's basically just like having an extra income stream. I want to circle back to the guaranteed income stream category. An annuity is defined as a specified income payable at stated intervals for a fixed or a contingent period, often for a recipient's life. This basically means income for life. There are many different types of annuities in the marketplace, but for this purpose in Income 360, we're simply referring to a guaranteed income stream which will never go down and will never stop as long as you live. So think of it similar to a pension. The product's role is to mitigate longevity risk, that is, the risk that you will live a long, long time. This type of guaranteed income stream can be provided by a variety of different products, and these products can be very confusing and very expensive, so it is important to ask all the right questions and understand all the details of the contract discussed. Generally, my approach is to introduce the concept of a guaranteed income stream for life for both the husband and the wife with joint survivorship. Sometimes it makes sense to consider including something like this for a portion of one's portfolio. Like I said, in order to transfer some of the investment risk and longevity risk back to the insurance company. Sometimes it makes sense to consider something like this maybe even about 10 years before your anticipated retirement date in order to get the maximum guaranteed income amount. You know, maybe you like the idea of real estate, but you just cannot picture yourself as a landlord. We also have real estate investment trusts as an area for income. And You don't have to do the same kind of landlord work or anything like that. You don't have to be familiar necessarily with the market metrics in your local area. You could consider outsourcing your real estate to professionals. You could buy a REIT stock or another vehicle, but they're traditionally even more volatile than the broad stock market, and they don't give you necessarily that diversification benefit that it would if you had a house down the street. Remember, what we're looking for is the income, and we want income to come from a variety of different sources, so it's diversified. So you may look at a REIT as part of your stock portfolio, but you can also just focus on the income. But there's also non-traded real estate investment trusts, but of course none of those are all created equal. And things that you want to be aware of are fees, surrender charges, or redemption fees, expected holding period, liquidation strategy, and is the income actually coming from the rent, or are they pulling it out the principal? And we couldn't finish without talking about taxes. It's very important to diversify your taxes. And in my example I used in the beginning, where your income is a combination of Social Security and your 4% withdrawal from your IRA, that IRA is actually a ticking tax bomb. Since all the money is pre-tax, each and every dollar that you pull out will be taxed at your ordinary income tax rate, which really doesn't give you any flexibility with your tax planning in retirement. Could be a real problem. It's nice to have some tax-free income, which comes from sources such as municipal securities or a Roth IRA, or at least you could manage your taxes a little better in a traditional after-tax account where you can pay and control whether you pay long-term capital gains or lower taxes on qualified dividends. This is not tax advice. So let's talk about a summary here. Here's what we can expect in retirement. I have my Social Security. I have my wife's Social Security. I have a pension if I'm lucky. I'm not. I have perhaps a guaranteed income stream if I like that idea. Maybe I have some rental real estate income. Maybe I have some tax-free income from municipals. Maybe I'm going to be a good consultant in the gig economy and get, you know, a small paycheck each month. Or maybe I can turn over part of my business to my children if that's a good fit. The possibilities are endless, but the mindset needs to be there, and it really needs to start now. So in conclusion, I really hope that this twist on diversification, this message of income from everywhere, really sinks in for you. I think it's a game changer. We're taking the old diversification adage, don't put all your eggs in one basket, and applying that not to just your investment assets, but also your income stream. Income 360, income from everywhere. I believe by following my lead, you can have the best chance for income security, which can allow you to focus on what's important to you and find true wealth and find fulfillment. And if you'd like to speak more about these concepts, I'm happy to have a one-on-one chat with you, and I can give you a second opinion on what you're doing with your current plan. You can get more information about us at peakwm.com. And if you like what you hear, let us know by leaving a comment and subscribing. That's it for today. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a state of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.